Track 3. Lesson C. First impressions. 1.
Thanks for coming. I won't keep you long. As you all know, head office has appointed a new director of this branch, and she will be starting with us today.
Ah, so that's why you're wearing that nice new suit. You look as if you're going to a wedding.
Yes, thank you, Dave. Can we just stick to business, please? Her name is Camilla Ridley, and she'll be in my office. I've moved to the small blue office near the photocopying machine if you need me for anything. Avril's moving everything in there now. I'm sure that you will all want to welcome Mrs. Ridley and make her feel at home here. We want to make a good impression, don't we?
What's she like, this new director woman?
I've only met her once or twice, and we didn't talk much. I know that she's very highly qualified. She's probably quite friendly when you get to know her. We'll find out soon enough. Oh, and Linda, she said that she wanted to start this morning by looking at the accounts department, so perhaps you could look after her.
Yes, right, if I must.
And after that, if she's got time, she wants you, Dave, to explain the IT systems. She seems very interested in the technical side of things.
OK, fine.
So, it's accounts first, then IT, personnel, sales and marketing, and then me at the end of the day. This is going to be a long, important day for all of us, so let's do our best, eh?
2.
Where do you want me to put this?
Hmm? Oh, anywhere, Avril.
Don't say anywhere. Your office will never be ready if you don't tell me where you want things.
You decide. You know best.
Is she here yet?
Who? Camilla?
Yes, her.
No, she'll be here soon.
Well, she can wait.
Avril, we all have to get used to the idea that there's going to be a new boss around the office. I do, you do, we all do.
I still don't see why head office needed to send her here.
They think very highly of her at head office. To be honest, I was impressed myself.
Just because she's got an MBA, she probably thinks she's really special. I've met people like that before.
Oh, Avril, wait until you meet her. Don't judge her until you know what she's like.
I'm not making any judgments. Just so long as she leaves me alone and doesn't expect me to work for her as well as for you. I haven't got time for extra work, as you very well know.
Oh, come on. Give her a chance. You'll like her. I think we'll all like her.
I doubt it. Anyway, what's she like, this Camilla of yours?
Well, she's she's nice. She looks very calm and organised. She's very businesslike, very intelligent. She's...
Anyone would think you had a soft spot for her.
Of course I don't. She's taking my job, but I have to respect her for her qualities.
If you say so.
3.
Hi, Linda. Have you seen her yet?
Yes. She spent some time with me earlier this morning. We had a nice cup of tea together.
And?
She's all right. Actually, I quite liked her.
What does she look like?
That's typical of you, isn't it? Just because she's a woman, you want to know how good-looking she is.
That's not fair. I just want to know what she looks like, so I'll know who she is when I see her.
Right.
So, what does she look like?
She's got short, dark hair. She's got a rather small, pointed face. Scary black eyes. But she's got a nice smile, too. What else? A blue jacket with shiny gold buttons, white skirt, expensive Italian shoes, red ones, and glasses. But she doesn't wear them most of the time. Come to think of it, she looks like a French flag.
Not my type, then?
No, not your type.
How can you be so sure?
Well, for one thing, she's thinking of closing your department.
You're joking?
No, that's what she said. Look, I'm sorry, I've got a lot to do. Do you mind?
Yes, sorry.